The number one hit station.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Police have arrested two fraudsters impersonating a traditional leader. The UPND has assured Zambians that the country's economy is recovering. In international news, the EU says a diplomatic incident with Libya was a protocol issue. And in sports news, Chipolopolo midfielder Kelvin Kapumbu has sealed his move to Konkola Blades.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, I'm Grace Wanji. Police have arrested two individuals for scamming 225,000 kwacha by impersonating Chief Hamusonde of Monze District. The suspect have been identified as Zilan Viemba Kalimuka, age 42, of Minwood, Lusaka, and Patrick Washama, age 48, Mindola West, Kitwe. The facts of the matter are that between the 1st of January 2025 and the 1st of July 2025, the duo duped citizens by falsely claiming the chief's son was critically ill and later dead, demanding money for hospital and funeral costs. They also faked cattle sales under the chief's name, tricking buyers into buying for livestock that didn't exist. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha says the suspects remain in custody, awaiting court appearance.
Brief facts of the matter are that between 1st January 2025 and 1st July 2025, the two suspects conspired to impersonate His Royal Highness Chief Hamusonde of Hamusonde Chiefdom in Monze District. Acting under this false identity, they fraudulently solicited money from various individuals across the country amounting to 225,000 kwacha. Preliminary investigations revealed that it is alleged that the duo falsely claimed that Chief Hamusonde's son had fallen seriously ill and later passed away, and that financial support was urgently needed to cover hospital and funeral expenses. Further, the duo extended their criminal activities by continuing to impersonate the traditional leader, falsely advertising cattle for sale under his name. Unsuspecting members of the public were lured into sending money for non-existent livestock. The duo are detained in police custody awaiting court appearance.
Luancha District Commissioner Paul Malele has called for stakeholder collaboration to help keep girls in school. Mr. Malele has noted that despite the free education policy, there is need to do more in encouraging girls to be in school. He expressed optimism that more girls can be in school when stakeholders work together. The district commissioner has since encouraged girls to prioritize education as it is an equalizer. He said this during the Keeping Girls in School annual symposium held at Luancha Girls Secondary School. UPND Central Province Information and Publicity Secretary Fred Kunga assured Zambians that the country's economy is recovering. Speaking to Power FM News, Mr. Kunga says the country is stabilizing due to economic policies put in place by government. He says measures such as reducing fuel prices and investing in agriculture and energy will result in a stable economy. Mr. Kunga adds that prices of essential commodities such as millet are also reducing.
Tax loans, especially that PF, left the damaged economy. We had to stabilize first by negotiating with the people we owed the money from. So all these put together, when HH has put together all these, fertilizer the manufacturing companies, Wamlungush Textiles, Walei Sapa, and all these power stations that are coming up, the solar power stations, you will find that things will be stable. Right now, people are not buying maize in shops. Why? Because they are buying cheaper maize and they are grinding. So imagine that we had maize, a lot of maize throughout the year. Who would go to buy in these shops, maize? People would be buying maize and grinding. That's how you solve a problem. Otherwise, UPND is working. Come next year, I can assure you, HH is going through and HH will finish all his two terms.
Standard Bank Group Chief Executive Officer Sim Shabalala has highlighted Africa's capacity to chart its own economic future and assert its relevance on the global stage without waiting for external validation or inclusion. Speaking at the ongoing Africa Unlocked 2025 conference, Mr. Shabalala called for bold leadership and strategic action to unlock the continent's vast potential. The conference, hosted by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, PCB, from July 9th to the 11th in Cape Town, South Africa, has brought together influential business leaders, policymakers, entrepreneurs and innovators under the theme Business Shaping Africa's Tomorrow. The platform serves as a dynamic platform for dialogue and decisive action on critical issues such as fractured economic alliances, digital consolidation and climate-related shifts impacting African industries. Mr. Shabalala stressed that Africa's economic transformation hinges on deliberate leadership, strong institutions, and a proactive approach to seizing new opportunities and forging strategic networks. Meanwhile, Bill Blackie, CEO of Business and Commercial Banking at the Standard Bank Group, said the conference's practical focus, Africa Unlocked 2025, is not a stage for rhetoric, but it is where capital, ideas, and accountability intersect.
It's why we believe that Africa Unlocked is more than a conference. It's a platform for action, a shared space to align, to connect, to lean in, and to build. We'll explore the future of African industrialization in a post-carbon world, SME growth and regional value chains, family businesses and intergenerational wealth, agriculture, energy, infrastructure, and digital innovation. And importantly, our continent's role in shaping a new global order. In a world in which every day we face a deluge of news about tariffs, inflation, unemployment, commodity prices, geopolitics, exchange rates, and energy transition, and many more, it's easy to be overwhelmed, to lose sight of progress and the potential for growth. Last year, at the first edition of Africa Unlocked, I shared that I've always regarded myself as an optimist, especially when it comes to Africa and our growth prospects. As I stand before you today, I remain as an optimist and as optimistic as ever about Africa's prospects.
In international news, the European Commission says a protocol issue prevented EU ministers and commissioners from meeting with Libyan Arab armed forces in Benghazi a day earlier. European Commission spokesperson Marcus Lambert refused to give further details, but said the EU was maintaining open channels of communication. Authorities in eastern Libya refused entry to three European ministers and the EU Commissioner for Migration on Tuesday on alleged entry violations, apparently after they stopped first in the rival Libyan capital of Tripoli in the west. A statement from Prime Minister of the eastern part of Libya, Osama Hamad, said the interior ministers of Italy, Greece, Malta and EU Migration Commissioner Magnus Brenner were persona non grata after they were denied entry shortly after their survival in Benghazi. It said the ministers had entered illegally and had not followed Libyan diplomatic conventions. The delegation was visiting Libya seeking tougher migration measures against boats carrying migrants from the country. Still in international news, the United States has announced sweeping changes to its non-immigrant visa policy for Cameroon, Ethiopia and Nigeria, cutting the duration and conditions under which most travelers from those countries can enter. The U.S. Department of State says nearly all non-immigrant and non-diplomatic visas issued to citizens of the three countries will now be single entry and valid for only 3 months. It says this is part of a global reciprocity realignment, a sharp shift from previous visa terms, which often allowed for multiple entries over 2 years or more. Nigeria also offers single-entry e-visas valid for 3 months, only for those planning to visit the country from the U.S. We take a short break and return with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original. Told you to expect some more. Take notice. ignore that. What you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories, from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno. Choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones. Yatuma Batan. Now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno. Expect more.
Say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka.